Welcome once again to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. We want to start off today talking a bit about prophets. Prophets of the Bible and prophets of today. It's my contention that today's prophets are, by and large, false prophets. I believe we can tell that from many different attributes that they have. But I want to ask this simple question, one question at least here about this, and that is, all through the Bible, the prophets that the Lord had and used were always humble. They strictly lived to do the work of the Lord. They were very honest, sincere. They lived a very holy life. They dedicated their life to God and His work. When God assigned them to be a prophet, that was something that became their life. It wasn't a part-time thing. It wasn't an avenue to anything else. It was strictly a position and a commandment that they accepted from God. They were almost a holy person. I guess you could call them that. But the thing that struck me about all the prophets of the Bible was that they were so humble in their reverence for the Lord and His work and His kingdom. You just didn't hear, you didn't read anything. And if I want to say that if it was important for us to know, it would have been in there, in the Bible. But you didn't read about how they lived a big lifestyle and the fanciness and the bragging and the bravado about all the things they can do and bragging about the Lord give this to me and I'm giving it to you and you can get this word for me for blah 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 money or whatever. Today's prophets are a whole different story, and I just don't believe, not for one second, do I believe that it's different today than it was then as far as the Bible goes. I don't believe that prophets, as they claim to be in today's realm anyway, in today's world and society, I don't believe that they are anything even close to what God would call a prophet. You hear a lot of these guys. Kim Clement is one. He's a kind of a rocky musician that plays rocky music, you know, kind of upbeat music, prophesies all the time. And, you know, so many of them are just nonsense. They don't come true. He's very flamboyant. Do you ever read in the Bible about a flamboyant prophet who ran around the country, acting the way that these guys act? There's no holiness towards a God. There's no holiness, no reverence towards God. These guys stand up and they'll brag about how much money they've got. They'll brag about how big their church might be. They'll brag about all the things God has given them. They'll brag about all the messages that God told them personally. The sad thing is that all the messages these prophets today receive, they sell. There's nothing that compares anything closely to the prophets of old. And you know, the Bible, the Lord made it very clear. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, forever. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He does not change. He's not going to change. You know, just because the world changed, and that's what's got these people so off base. People think that because the world is different today, that God is different today. God's not different today. God's the same God that He was in the beginning. He's going to be the same God in the end. We changed, certainly we have. our lifestyles have changed, our communities, our countries have changed, our style, life, clothing has changed. You know, we have jet planes now and computers and the internet, which I'm speaking over now. I mean, we just, there's so many different things in society today that there wasn't back then. But that doesn't mean that God changed with us. God is the same. Sure, there's a lot of material worldly things that we can use today, and there's a lot of them that we do use today. But it doesn't mean that when it comes to God, anything is different. God is, I don't believe that God is going to speak to an individual, a man or a woman, because there's a lot of them claim to be women prophets, that God is going to speak to a man or a woman and say, I have a message for the people. Here's what the message is. There's three things I want you to give to my people. And then God will tell these guys or girls what those three things are. And then those people will sit down. They'll have it recorded on a tape or on a CD in this case, or put it in a book. And then they will turn up on their radio program or their TV program or through the internet or through their newsletter list, and they will sell you this information that God gave them. Now, does anybody out there truly think this is real? Is there anybody out there that honestly, in the deepest depths of your heart and mind can really believe that God would say to anybody, I have a message for my people, but I want you to sell it to them? If anybody believes that, you are wrong. Trust me, believe me, look it up for yourself. You're wrong. God does not sell his information to anybody. God does not sell his knowledge to anybody. What would it have been like? I mean, my land sakes, people. Moses could have been a very rich man just by selling what God told him. That's not what Moses was all about, and it certainly was not what God was all about. Moses was an avenue. Moses was a tool that God used to give his word, his message to the people. Moses accepted that position, even though very reluctantly, but he did accept it. He didn't ask for money. He didn't ask for, you know, anything materialistically to get that position or to accept that position. You know, you take Samuel as an example. When Samuel was called of God to be a prophet, he was a young man, a young boy, actually. And the words that really struck me reading about Samuel were these. It's in 1 Samuel 3 and 19, it said, and Samuel, remember, was a boy, and, you know, the Lord was with him, and the people got to know, you know, that the Samuel was, you know, the prophet of God now. Even though he was young, he was growing up. And it said, thus Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail. Now, you know, that's very key when thinking about a prophet. A true prophet of God speaks only the truth, speaks only what God tells him to speak. And if God tells him to speak it, you can believe it. It's going to be true. If God tells him something's going to happen, believe me, it's the truth, because God does not lie. And if the true prophet of God is speaking the words the Lord gave him to tell someone, or to the people in general, you can bank on it that it's the truth, because he's speaking what the Lord said, and the Lord does not lie. It's just that simple. These guys today, they come up with some of the craziest stuff you've ever heard of. The craziest stuff you've ever heard of. I don't remember in the Bible any place, and if there's somebody out there that has this information, knows where it's at in the Bible, I wish you would email it to me. My email address, by the way, is FWM, that's like Forgotten Word Ministries, FWM at Adams, A-D-A-M-S, FWM@adams.net. FWM@adams.net. If there's any place in the Bible that talks about the prophet getting the word of God and getting money from it, or even getting a word of God that said, if you give money to the people, if you people give money, you'll get this money back. An actual prophecy from God saying that this is what to do. You email and let me know what it is. I'm not talking about just scripture that talks about, you know, if you give, you will receive. I know that. I'm talking about an actual prophet of God that said, go to my people and tell them this. Because if that was the case, everyone that listened to the prophet and did it would have got the big reward back. Everyone. You take these guys today that prophesy in their churches and elsewhere, and they say the things like, the Lord told me that if you send in $100 seed money, they call it, to this ministry, here's the word he gave me. He's going to return to your home, to your household, to you and your household, a hundredfold return on your seed. Now, if that was truly true, if that was honestly from God himself, and all the people that did it sent in that money, every one of them would get their hundredfold back. Every one. Not just one or two or three. I'm talking about every one. Because the Lord does not lie. He is faithful and just. And if he said that's the word, and that's what's going to happen, every one of them would do it. Every one. But you go to any one of these guys that claim to get a word from God now, and you talk to them and you ask them, you prove to me, if you're a prophet of the Lord, you shouldn't have any trouble being able to prove that you're a true prophet of God. This should be a very simple thing to do. You show me, here's your email, or here's your thing on tape that said, if you 100 people send in this much money, you'll get this back. You show me those 100 people, names and addresses, phone numbers, something, so I can contact them to get verification. Because, and then if every one of them got what you said the Lord said they'd get, then I will believe you. But every one of them better have gotten it. I mean every one of them to the last one. Because God is not going to lie. If God said, give $100 and I'll give you $10,000 back, believe me, you're going to get $10,000 back. If God said, you go buy 3 cows and put them on you in your pasture, and in 4 years I'm going to make that 3 cows turn into 15, I guarantee you it'll happen. But it has to be from God. And that's why you have to understand how it truly works in the spirit and biblical realm. God does not fail. Man fails, but God does not fail. I wish I had a way to know, excuse me, I truly wish I had a way to know just exactly how many miracles have been performed that was true in today's world. Listen, let's continue this in the morning. I'm out of time. See you in the morning. God bless you. Bye-bye. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.